This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Supreme Court today directed the Election Commission to treat the Aadhaar card as a 12th document which can be produced as a proof of identity for the purpose of inclusion in the revised voters list of Bihar. This means that Aadhaar card can be submitted as a standalone document for inclusion in the voters' list. The court also clarified in its order that Aadhaar is not a proof of citizenship. In the Bihar Special Intensive Revision matter, the court further clarified that the ECI officials will be entitled to verify the authenticity and genuineness of Aadhaar cards produced by the voters. The court recorded the undertaking of the ECI that Aadhaar card will be accepted as a proof of identity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting flood-affected Punjab tomorrow to take stock of the present situation. He is likely to hold a review meeting also. The Punjab government has urged Prime Minister Narendra Modi to announce a 20,000 crore rupee relief package for the flood-affected state during his visit. We have more from our correspondent.
Many areas are still struggling to come to terms because of the accumulated flood water in fields and other areas. However, people have taken a sigh of relief with the prediction of the weather department of no heavy rain in coming days. Meanwhile, the tally of human lives lost has increased to 48. More than 3,87,000 people have been directly displaced from 2,050 villages across the state and thousands have been evacuated. Locals, NGOs and expert teams of Indian Army, BSF and NDRF are carrying on with relief and rescue operations on war footing. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the valedictory session of BJP NDA MP's workshop today. The two-day workshop started at the Balayogi Auditorium in Parliament Complex yesterday. Senior BJP leaders and members of Parliament are exchanging their valuable perspectives on diverse issues at the workshop. In a social media post yesterday, the Prime Minister said the platforms like Sansad Karyashala are important because they are great forums to learn from each other and deliberate on how we can serve people even better. The elections for the post of the Vice President will be held tomorrow. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will face India Bloc's nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in this election. The election was necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar in July this year, citing health reasons. In Jammu and Kashmir, one unidentified terrorist has been killed in the ongoing operation in the Gudar forest area in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. An army spokesperson said a junior commissioned officer of the army also suffered injuries in the operation. Earlier, a joint cordon and search operation was launched by the army, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir police in Gudar forest area in Kulgam district this morning. As the forces personnel reached the suspected spot, the hiding terrorists fired indiscriminately, triggering gunfight between the two sides. The operation is underway. Still in Jammu and Kashmir, a Pakistani intruder was arrested along the international border in Arispura sector of Jammu last night. Our correspondent reports that the intruder, Siraj Khan, from Sargodha in Punjab province of Pakistan, was noticed by troops of Border Security Force manning the octroi outpost yesterday. Some Pakistani currency notes were recovered from him. He is being questioned to ascertain his motive behind trying to sneak into Indian territory. More details are awaited. A social media ban in Nepal has triggered Gen Z to take to the streets, protesting against curbing their voice. The youth frustration and anger that was earlier limited to social media has burst as a massive protest on the ground, with lakhs of youth protesting against the ban on social media to throttle their voice against corruption. Young people from different parts of Nepal, mostly college students, gathered at Meti Ghar Mandal of Kathmandu Valley and marched towards the Nepal's National Assembly building in Bhaneshwar. Youth are protesting against the government ban on social media platforms where youth share their voice freely, resulting in eroding freedom of speech.
There is law, right to freedom, but then it's not being implemented. As we see, our voice has been taken under control, like we cannot speak freely. So they are trying to take control of social media.
And with that, we end this news bulletin.